from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Man, I see someone who's ready. This ain't his first time playing. He was playing last year, too. So it's like, I think he's going to be ready. This is his opportunity. And I feel like over time, like last year, was just preparation for this moment. So I think he's going to be ready. And we're going to be in his year all year. So he's going to be good.
Bills nickel cornerback, Taron Johnson. He thinks that Dorian Williams is ready.
I mean, Dorian Williams himself said he feels ready.
And so, I mean, let's be real about something here. Ready? The new duo is Terrell Bernard and Dorian Williams. And something that seems interesting to me is, well, remember when Terrell Bernard was an afterthought on this roster?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the... And Tyrell Dodson was an afterthought on this roster.
Yeah, he was very serviceable all last season, pretty much.
He was solid. He got, like... It took him a couple games to get going, but like I remember that preseason, he was actually a dumpster fire when playing in the Mike spot where Bernard plays. But when he played Milano's position, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is something here. I try to make sure to say that development isn't always linear. Sometimes there's a dip in that kind of, you know, expected progress. And I think the Buffalo Sabres have traumatized me into saying that. but that doesn't mean that it doesn't reflect here. Like Kyrie Elam had a dip in year two because he was looking really good in year one. Progression is never always, it's not always linear. But that doesn't mean that it's not there and it's not real. Hey, who knows? I'm here for it though.
I'm anyone
mostly
getting an opportunity.
Yeah, right.
We're along for the ride. But anyone who gets an opportunity that I'm all for them wanting them to succeed, and because guess what? The more they succeed, the more it helps the team. So
exactly.
Like, you move on from Matt Milano getting hurt. He's not coming back at least until December, if not this season at all, right? So you just have to – you got to look to the future and hope for the best at this point. And rooting for Dorian Williams is the best thing you can do. Keep that defense intact in the linebacker core.
Exactly.
Know?
And there's going to be a test to this, obviously. We're not going to see much of that test today because, again, hey, let's remember something here. The preseason pledge.
Yes. Because we talked about it the last show we did together all those weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah, all those weeks ago. but remember how dire the situation was looking at linebacker last year?
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Like, who's starting next to Matt Milano? And the answer was nobody.
Yeah, because they Tremaine.
To where Terrell Bernard won the job by default, by not playing.
Yep, and everyone was worried about him.
We're like, okay, the guy that didn't play is getting the starting job. We're toast. And then it turned out we weren't toast. So, preseason pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget it. That said, let's look at some things.
Okay.
Things that need, let's call it course correction throughout the rest of this preseason. Players, trends that if you unfortunately watched that game last week, and I apologize to every single one of you because it was my fault for hyping it up. I spent all pregame. I was hyping it all up.
Yeah, but it's hard not to hype it up when it's the first taste of NFL football you're really getting in months.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes you have to apologize for hyping people up for that sort of thing, and that is my fault. I'll own that. It was my fault. Because then we got the most boring preseason game ever. It wasn't even that the Bills were bad. It was just lame.
Yeah. And the score is the score.
The score is the score.
The preseason, they're not game planning for each other. They're just trying things out. It's ridiculous.
I should not be falling asleep in one of these chairs that I'm sitting in.
Mm-hmm. Watching. Yeah.
When I have to do postgame.
How'd postgame go compared to pregame? That's the real question.
It was just waiting for coach to talk. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean,
stalling.
We had a couple of you call in, by the way. Thanks for that. Desperately needed.
How was the attitude?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody overreacting.
Good.
Really?
Twitter kind of overreacted a little bit.
Yeah.
Some places.
Yeah, some places.
I'm sorry, X kind of overreacted.
No, don't. It's me. I'm not calling it X. I'm never calling it X. It's still Twitter. Mm. It's always Twitter.
Okay.
It's always
well,
it's
you're
always
right. It still is Twitter.com. So they didn't change the URL, so I'm not changing
it. It is always going to be Twitter for me. Anyway, speaking of, you can also tweet at us if you've got anything, if you're worried about Matt Milano. What are the trends that you would like to see some course correction on? Or, of course, give us a call, 803-0550. When it comes to what you want to see fixed with the Bills in this preseason, what are the problems that you're not worried about, but you take a mental note of? And that's the attitude that I think that I was saying post-game was, all right, I'm not going to react, but I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
And one of those things was the offensive line. All three sets were bad,
mm-hmm.
Or at least at minimum, not great. The starters were okay, pass protection-wise. Run game, awful. Could not get anything going for James Cook or Ray Davis. It was bad. Let's just call it what it was. It was bad offensive line play for a majority of the players. That, obviously, I would like to see some course correction. Please.
Improvement, please.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel a little bit easier knowing that the offensive line is actually at least stable.
Well, that's the most worrisome part, right? Because we're talking about injuries, and you don't want injuries to the quarterback specifically to happen, right? And with that offensive line play, if that keeps up in the regular season with your starters, you're going to have mm-hmm. a problem. You're going to have Allen running out of the pocket, rushing, rolling out to the right, bootlegs, the whole nine, right?
Yeah.
And out of the pocket, that's where injury risk increases, even though it's funny. Allen's only been injured in his career inside the pocket. Statistically speaking, outside the pocket's where most of the injury is going to happen. So you don't want him on the run. You don't want him getting turf toe, God forbid, anything happening to him, right? So mm-hmm. that offensive line play really needs to improve. I know, like, McGovern is the center now, right? So that's right. Different. There are things you're going to have to work out, but before the season starts in these preseason games, that's something you really have to iron out. You have to be able to, you know, stop rushers from coming right through unchecked, you know? So I think that's a big spot. And when I rewatched it, because I didn't watch it live, when I rewatched the game, that's when I noticed mostly, too, honestly, outside of the Milano injury and what's going to happen with the linebackers. The offensive line was the biggest concern for me.
And for me, I'm looking at the bottom of the wide receiver depth chart. KJ Hamler had a fumble on a kickoff return.
MVS.
MVS had a drop pass. And when you're kind of in the crosshairs here of what's going to happen at the bottom of the depth chart, you can't do that. Chase Claypool gets injured and he gets an injury settlement released from the team. So now all of a sudden that bottom of the wide receiver depth chart, we'll call them four locks. I would mm-hmm. say.
I would say. Yeah, I would
Keon
agree.
Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel. Why am I blanking on the other one? I need the names.
Matt Collins?
Yeah, Matt Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four guys that you're locking in, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to see probably a whole heck of a lot of snaps here in the preseason, and they're going to be guys that, all right, cool. Let's get them in there.
Yeah.
But now, MVS is struggling. What does that mean for Tyrell Shavers? What does that mean for Justin Shorter? What does that mean for Hamler? What does that mean for Andy Isabella, who was a member of this team last year? There's opportunities for players to grab a spot.
Yeah, and MVS could also
earn it back.
He could earn it back. He could fix his trajectory here.
KJ Hamler, obviously that's going to be an important one because the team signed Deion Kane,
mm-hmm.
a guy who, you know, is known for a little bit of returnability.
Yeah, and aren't they trying someone out who recently retired as well? The Bills and Titans reportedly. I'm trying to think of his name. I'm going to research that for a second.
Corey Davis.
Yes, Corey Davis.
So, yeah, they're looking at Corey Davis. They're kicking the tires on that.
Because
so,
that's a vet presence that could come right in and be a depth guy for you.
Exactly.
Who's been around the NFL.
And also, let's look at the trends again here. Bigger body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another bigger body.
Right.
They're trying to add size to that wide receiver room and a little bit of that contested catchability.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I'm kind of like focusing in on a little bit here. Like, if the starters are going to play quarter and a half today, that means we're going to get a little bit more of a look of things that I wanted to see in the last game.
Yeah.
I want to see what the offensive line is able to look like as the starters. And that's one of those things that I need some course correction on. Please, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll get to see a little bit more of Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel and how they're deployed. We'll probably see plenty more of Keon Coleman actually doing something more than have one catch because he was out there with the starters that played eight plays together. So I'm interested to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. You got to leave the starter wide receivers at least out there a little bit because they need to develop the chemistry in an actual game setting.
But also they wanted to establish the chemistry with those players with Josh Allen.
100%.
There were a couple plays toward Coleman last week where Trubisky
misfired.
Constantly had me thinking, how the hell did you get taken second overall?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been asking that question from Chicago, from Pittsburgh. I think that's a frequent.
There were two plays.
That's an FAQ on the Trubisky website.
There were two passes to Coleman in the end zone where I'm like, good Lord, he had to play defensive back more than actual wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. And he actually did.
Yeah. So on the first one, he could have been called for OPI almost.
Yeah.
Because he had to stop that interception from happening.
Mm-hmm. That's good to see out of a rookie, though, making plays on his head like that.
Knowing also having the tenacity to get in there and
yeah, go after him.
Worst case scenario, you get moved back 10 yards.
Yeah. And stop an interception.
Yeah.
You still have the ball 10 yards back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. Get in there. And making sure to at least try to avoid a turnover and avoid calamity. And then the next play, Coleman has to look high and behind him because this slant pattern is there for the taking if he just puts it in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see Coleman make that play because, well, that'd be nice to see.
Yeah,
but that throw was so bad he couldn't make a play on it.
Mm-hmm. He needs JA in there to be throwing him the passes
exactly.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. So
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again, I'm going to look back at that storyline of how much of Keon Coleman do we see. The starting safeties, Damar Hamlin was in for 3 plays, I think. Maybe 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the starters
were out there.
Pulled.
Yeah, keep him out there a little longer.
It was just like, all right, cool. We got like nothing of the starting defense. Ed Oliver played 1 play.
Yeah. Well, that was because he had an injury scare.
Yeah, like he got banged up real quick, and then he gets up walking off on his own, and you can see it in his face. He's like, I'm not playing the rest of this game, am I? Like, I'm not mm-hmm. playing anymore. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's kind of annoying. And
I get they want to play because
yes.
When you're in that setting, you're in the competitive mindset, you want to go at it.
You want to get the reps, too.
You want to get the reps in a game setting, especially Allen's sake with the young wide receiving core he has.
Yeah.
And it's all new except for Shakir.
I felt like it was awkward that they pulled him mid-drive.
Yeah, and you could see the frustration with him on the field.
At the same time, I understand where Sean McDermott's coming from, seeing him scramble and slide into Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
Yeah, we're not doing
we're
this.
We're done.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
No I one's... don't want a heart attack today, thank you very much.
No one's getting injured in this first preseason game.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not. Especially the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so, but it was good to see some vintage Josh, though. That's always good to see. Yeah, so I'm going to try to look into now Some of the things that I wanted to see last week, but now we have to add to the intrigue. How's Dorian Williams look with the starters?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be something to pay attention to. That's going to be something that people are going to want to see a little bit of. And hopefully it is something that we get a decent glimpse into today.
Yeah. Do we know how many Steelers starters are playing? I know Russell Wilson's going to.
I have no idea.
But I don't know if we'd see TJ Watt or anyone out there like that.
Yeah, it depends. Honestly, I don't want to see the Steelers starters on defense.
Mm-mm.
I'm okay.
Especially with the offensive line play. Line play last week.
Last thing I need to see is to see TJ Watt. Take a siesta.
Yeah.
Kick back.
Just put on the sweatshirt on the sideline. You know, be Justin Jefferson, be a cheerleader.
Have a marg on the sideline, man. Just
no, really kick back at Acrisure Stadium. We're having margs on the side. Anyone who plays in Miami is jealous.
Yeah.
They put you in the heat. Imagine playing a preseason game there now.
Oh, God. That's rough.
Yeah.
Definitely have a marg kicking back for that.
Yeah, you got the slushy, the frozen margarita machine going on the sideline in Pittsburgh. Black and yellow for Pittsburgh. Blackberry. And
look at you.
And lemon.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Kicking back.
Blackberry lemonade.
Yes, and you can mix and match.
There you go.
Bring your cup any size.
Come on, Pittsburgh. I'll sell you drinks.
Yes.
Even though I don't drink.
It's actually Heinz flavored, just so you know. It's mustard.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's one of those days.
All right. Well,
it's the getting back in the swing of things.
It's getting back in the swing of things, but also it's also time to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Rich in Lakeview. Rich, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing today, man?
Fantastic. It's a pre-salubrious day, as Tom Joles might have said back in the 80s or 70s. I don't know. Like I told the screener, just got done watching the Chicago Bears Hard Knocks. I understand reality TV is the furthest thing from reality there is. It's more fiction and situational drama. But if the Bills and whatever form they had last week looked bad, Hard Knocks made them look even worse. I know the franchises are at two ends of the spectrum and rebuilding, and I know the Bills have a gap year this year. And it seemed like the coaching staff and players during interviews, even with WGR's own Sal Capaccio, and it was a preseason game. There was absolutely no game planning. We just basically pick up today. You watch the Bears and, the attention to detail, even so much as Caleb Williams having background checks on the officiating crew so he could do pregame talk banter. I was a little worried because, like you talked about, I thought the offensive line looked really, really average. And in all actuality, this quarter and a half might be all the real preparation that's left, because we all know that third or final, whatever preseason game, it may be even worse than the first. So that's where my concerns are, that are they going to be ready for the – I'm thinking more about the Cardinals today than I am about the Steelers.
And, hey, you know what? It's always good to have an eye on the regular season there. I appreciate the call, Rich.
He is absolutely right in the fact that the reality TV aspect of, like, a football show
– It's a storytelling.
Because in the quarterback series on Netflix, when the Bills and Chiefs played and Mahomes was the one talking, in the diary room or whatever it is, they made the Josh Allen look like Darth Vader, mm-hmm. And like they really played into the rivalry and made the Bills more dominant to the Chiefs than they actually were in the game, I would say. Like they cherry-picked the plays to put on there to kind of paint that narrative. Hey, they beat us in the regular season, but we got them in the playoffs kind of thing,
Yeah, and
so,
again,
it's 100% right.
Especially with a team that's like, you're trying to hype up the Bears and make them look good.
And this could be the first Bears team that's like solid.
But also that might be unhinged behavior by Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Background checks on the referees for banter.
Did he actually do that? That's insane. Like in a preseason game, that's crazy. I kind of love it though.
Yes.
Like from Caleb Williams.
Yes.
That's kind of an awesome move.
But yes. Like, it's
absolute
fun
insanity.
Yeah, no, but at the same time, I'm glad I'm not a referee.
Can you imagine you're the ref and you just, you hear about that?
Hey, man, how's your... Oh, wait.
You got a background check from the quarterback. Yeah, Excuse me?
How'd you know about the dog that I had when I was 25?
Yeah, right. How'd you know about that bad call in 2007? Come on.
People don't forget.
Yeah.
It was 8 years ago. Yeah. People don't forget.
Oh, my God.
So, but we'll talk more into this about the Bills, what you want to see improve from the last game. There's a lot. The answer is a lot or everything, mm-hmm. Including watchability.
Yes.
But at the same time, there are some storylines that I can revisit from last week that hopefully they get to actually let us get a glimpse into this week.
I think they will. Yeah. I think they kind of have to let the starters out there for a little bit. And
they were also very vague on how long the starters would play.
A quarter and a half.
Today, they were not vague about that at all.
Yeah.
Last week, they were just like, the starters will play in this game.
They'll start the game.
They'll play in this game.
Yeah.
No, that was the statement. The starters will play in this game.
Yeah. Could have been the end. Could have been the beginning. Could have been right in the middle.
They just played one drive apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably a total of 10 plays for a lot of the starters.
Yeah.
7 to 10 plays for them. All right. Cool. Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that. But it was the backups, the primary backups that didn't play a lot either that surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that means that we'll get a better look at that too going into preseason game number 2 here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bills game day starts at 2 o'clock, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then countdown to kickoff. Nate Geary's back.
For
countdown.
Still got... You're sticking around for
a while. I'm sticking around for a little while here. So if you're sick of this voice...
Sorry.
No, I'm not going to apologize. It's my job.
You're right.
So, tough.
He'll get a background check on anyone that's upset. Like Caleb Williams on the referees. That's psycho behavior. That's awesome. I just love it.
That's too much work for
love
me.
It,
I'm not
hate
doing it.
No.
That's too much work.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well... we'll get back into this, though, and keep going here. 803-0550 is the number to call. What are you looking for to improve in this second preseason game? How are you feeling about the linebacking core with the injury news to Matt Milano? Or anything else that you've got here? Phone lines are open here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.